It was the first day of voting. One thing we've learned, because Darrell Jones created this incredible concept of votercading, is that when you get out there and you get those cars in a motorcade and you get the John Lewis bus, if you have it, or whatever, and you decorate those cars in different colors and with those Protect Our Vote signs, and you go around the city honking and making noise and telling people to vote and stopping and giving out literature and information about voting, that it increases voter turnout. It makes people aware that they can't sit around and say that they didn't know that there was a election, which we hear all the time. Well, I didn't know that was election day. I didn't know it was early voting time. We take that excuse away, and we make people aware, because, frankly, the counties, cities should be doing a better job of making people aware. So we helped to supplement that through this votercading. And we were so proud of Maryland, because the Win with Black Women, Concerned Black Men of America, League of Women Voters, and the Transformative Justice Coalition showed up strong on this Sunday. And we are so, on October the 6th for Fannie Lou Hamer Day. Wow. So let us introduce this set of guests. Darrell, do you want to start with the introductions with Dr. McCray?
Absolutely, Barbara. Hopefully we're being joined now by the president and CEO of the Concerned Black Men of America. You know, she really doesn't need an introduction on this show, because we have her on here so much, because she is so involved in everything that we do and go. And what did they call that? The ride or die? She's one of the ride or die of TJC. She's no other than Dr. Karen McCray. Karen, are you with us? Dr. McCray.
I'm with you always. Hey, Darrell. Hey, Barbara. How are you today?
I didn't even need to ask.
All right, ride or die.
We knew she was there. There's no way we could be moving, and Dr. McCray is not right beside us. I shouldn't have asked that question. Are you with us? I apologize for that, Karen.
It's all good.
And we are, we are so very, very moved and so proud of the women of, Win with Black Women. Woohoo! I want to, welcome to their maiden show. I want to welcome Michelle Jackson, who is Win with Black Women, Election 2024, Baltimore, Maryland, Votercade Captain. Whoa! Hey, Michelle, welcome to Igniting Change.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for joining us this weekend.
All right. It was awesome. And Darrell, let's introduce our last guest. Go ahead, Darrell.
January McKay, she is with the Win with Black Women as well. She's the state director for the state of Maryland, our
Woo-hoo!
Home state, and the 2024 at-large delegate to the DNC, where we were all partying
Woo-hoo!
Up in Chicago. So January McKay, welcome, welcome, welcome to Igniting Change.
Hey, everyone.
All right.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here. So thank you so much.
Well, that was amazing on Sunday. First of all, why don't we start with talking about who is Fannie Lou Hamer? Everybody should know, but people don't. And so I wanted to, turn quickly and ask Michelle, I'm sorry. Yes, if I could call to Michelle. Michelle, why Fannie Lou Hamer Day? What is the criticality of people celebrating, uplifting, and elevating the legacy of Fannie Lou Hamer?
Well, we chose Fannie Lou Hamer. We chose October the 6th to honor Fannie Lou Hamer on her 107th birthday, because she was our voting and women's rights champion. So to honor her, we wanted to do a voter activation day to conduct a votercade throughout the neighborhoods of Baltimore City.
My. And Dr. McCray, people run around, they always say, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, but they don't know where that came from, right?
You know, that's right. People, they have no idea where it came from.
Tell them more about Betty Lou Hamer. Let's keep talking about this incredible voting rights champion.
We can have the modern civil rights movement without acknowledging those women who were there on the front lines. Fannie Lou Hamer was one of those women. You know, she was denied access to the Democratic Convention, I believe it was 64, correct me if I'm wrong, when she was a delegate at that time from an alternative party because they wouldn't allow black people in the Mississippi delegation at that time. So
that's
she was
correct.
Elected to from a different delegated party to be a part of the Democratic Convention and was denied credentials. And when you think of the irony of her being denied credentials and you look at, and I know this is a nonpartisan show, but just for historical context, when you see that there was a black woman who was not only in charge of the entire Democratic Convention, but there was another black woman who was in charge of the credentialing process, Yolanda Carraway. So when you look in those terms and look at the historical context, she was a trailblazer of all trailblazers. So that's why we had to honor her on October 6th.
Wow. And, you know, and people don't know her legacy and her personal story. January, can you also tell people about why we honored Fannie Lou Hamer?
Yes. It was just very important for Wynwood Black Women, Maryland, and Wynwood Black Women all across the United States to honor Fannie Lou Hamer on her birthday because of the place that we have come to today. It is so significant to understand her legacy when it comes to voting rights and activism And to see where we are this day, I mean, I know today is October 8th, and so it's not October 6th, but to see where we are this day in this climate in terms of how black women are showing up to vote and turning out elections and being the difference in elections, it was just very important for us to make sure we honored her on that day.
Well, you know, Barbara, January, you say honor her on that day, but, what I want to be certain that everybody knows is that, Barbara and I took your day and made it a week. We decided it should be Fannie Lou Hamer week.
On
the radio talking, we were telling people. Yeah, we were telling people whatever radio stations we were on that this is Fannie Lou Hamer week, and
that's
y'all
right.
need to get out
Watch
and
out.
Check your voting status and get things rolling. And then January, you got to share because I heard that you topped our week and decided that y'all are going to do this voter cape with Fannie Lou Hamer every week until the election. Is that correct?
That's right. We are so inspired, and we know how important it is to turn out the vote that we listen, Baltimore kicked us off. And so other counties in Maryland are gearing up to also do voter caves in their respective jurisdictions as we lead up and through early voting in Maryland. We know that early voting begins on October 24th. And so we are looking to have voter caves all across the state of Maryland. I'm sure Dr. Karen is going to share more about this, but what we have realized and come to learn is that the number of eligible black voters in Maryland is very low. It's under 30%. And one thing that we want to do in this election is that we want to increase that number. So whatever activities we have to do to get out to vote, to be able to reach voters, to be able to register voters, we want to be doing all of the things so that we can increase the numbers of people who become civically engaged. And so if there are any business owners out there who are in Maryland, I hope this is okay and then I'm not overstepping, but I would like to reach out to Wynwood Black Women Maryland and tell us we can come to your establishment and talk to your customers and those who are coming in that we can use your location as a meetup location for our votercade, that we can come and do voter registration. And so at the end, I will share our contact information, but that is what we are inspired.
Share it down. Share it now because we'll keep sharing it during the show. We'll keep sharing it. Okay. Go ahead.
So our email, you can email us at wwwmd@gmail.com, or you can find us on Instagram. We are Winwood Black Women MD. Send us a DM. Any business owners and you want to host an event, you want to partner, you want to collaborate, we still have time to, like Michelle Obama said, do something. It is not too late. So let's get this work done.
And of course, everybody, you know, TJC is a 501c3 nonpartisan organization, but it is time to vote, folks, and that means you got to get out there. You can't vote if you're not registered. October 21st, right, is the Maryland registration deadline. 24th is the Maryland registration deadline. Make sure that everybody is registered. We need you to get that done. The other thing I want people to know about Fannie Lou Hamer, she was a sharecropper, almost like a slave on a plantation in Mississippi. And she was not even somebody they felt was worthy of being educated. She went to school only to the degree where she was then put into the fields to work. When she heard the mighty voice of Megger Evers and other voting rights advocates that came to her plantation and talked about people voting, folks ran because they didn't want to lose their housing, which was provided by the plantation owner. They didn't want to lose their sharecropping revenue, and they ran, but she ran towards the advocates. She became on fire, and it turned out she had all these gifts of song and all this creativity and strategy and an incredibly powerful voice, and she became a leader. So when you drive through the streets of Baltimore and you go into the poorest communities, folks, don't be thinking that you know the potential of who you're talking to, because there's so much potential. But we got to reach out, just like Megger Evers did. And, of course, he sacrificed with his life. They shot him to death. And so we got to remember that you never know who you're touching. And that's why she loved to sing "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine," right? So why don't we talk for a minute? I would love to talk for a minute. Michelle, please tell people about Win with Black Women. Where did this organization come from? Why is it on the forefront of this organizing right now?
Thank you, Barbara. Women with Black Women is a network of Black women leaders volunteering their time and talents and their individual capacities to support women. So that's the foundation of the organization. And I want to pivot to why we're doing these motorcades, is because for me, it's very gratifying. My day job, I manage IT projects on behalf of the American people. But me helping to organize the motorcades, it allowed me to serve my community directly, so people that look like me. So we're planning the route so that we could go through the neighborhoods of the people who feel like they're forgotten. And we organize the volunteers of Black women who we're on mission to show our people, let's vote. We are here to encourage you. We're here to support you. We're here to help you do your research on your candidate. And more importantly, we're intentional about the messaging. There are people that died for the right to vote. So we have the intentional message of protect our vote. Refuse to be silent by not voting. We want you to register, verify, and vote. And lastly, we want to remind you that in the great state of Maryland, we have early voting from October 24th through October 31st, and that we have voting on Election Day, Tuesday the 5th. We're out there showing people that we're in partnership with you. We're here to help. We're here to help to serve you, to show you the way if you're new to voting or you need to.